Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last week, we talked about a group of pastors from across the United States who came to Washington, D.C. to voice concern over the direction of our culture. And while members of the clergy have traditionally spoken God's truth to those in power, it's important to remember that God can use anyone. In the case of Nehemiah, he used a cupbearer, somewhat equivalent to a butler. In the case of King David, he used a mere shepherd. In the case of Moses, he called a shepherd from the desert of Midian and sent him clear back to Egypt to confront Pharaoh. When it comes to Jonah, God even used a man against his own will to call the people of Nineveh to repentance, even though he would much rather have seen them destroyed. These are just a few examples. The Bible is replete with ordinary people used by God in extraordinary ways. And lest we forget, God doesn't even need people to accomplish his purposes. We recall how God used a donkey to speak to Balaam. And to take it one step further, God doesn't even need animate objects to accomplish his purposes. When Jesus began his triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem, his crowd of disciples was so excited they began to praise God. The Pharisees that were present told Jesus to rebuke his disciples, and Jesus replied, "If they keep quiet, even the stones will cry out." The point is, God can use anyone or anything to speak and accomplish his goals. If those who are anointed to speak his truth choose not to, then God will choose someone else, often the most unlikely of candidates. Just ask Baronol Stutzman, a 70-year-old grandmother from Spokane who spent her days arranging flowers and loving on her customers. That included Rob Ingersoll, a homosexual man who had been a friend and customer for 9 years. When he announced he was getting married, he asked Baronol to arrange the flowers for the wedding, and she said she could not because God has ordained marriage as a sacred union between a man and a woman. She was dragged before the Washington Human Rights Commission, who found her guilty of discrimination. She then spent years in court until last summer, when the U.S. Supreme Court sent her case back to Washington for a second look after it ruled in favor of a Christian cake baker named Jack Phillips. This week, the Washington Supreme Court again found her guilty, so the case is likely headed back up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Despite the fact that she feels like a human tennis ball, Baronol Stutzman, a 70-year-old grandmother from Spokane, is being used by God in one of the most high-profile religious liberty cases of our time, and the outcome will affect us all. We pray for continued strength as this quiet, gentle, loving florist heads back to the Supreme Court. She's an inspiration to us all and proof positive that God still uses ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary things. If you'd like to hear Baronol's story, we invite you to attend our Friends of the Family 2019 banquet on October 10th in Billings, where Baronol will be the keynote speaker. For more information, please go to our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.